Malia, I would like to begin the interview by asking you about your grandparents. And if you would tell me what you know about your mother's parents.
I didn't know anything about my mother's parents. Nothing. They died while my mother was young, so we only had my dad's grandpa and grandma. Mm-hmm.
Where did your mother's parents live?
In Chihuahua. My mother's parents. But she didn't remember them. She never said nothing to us.
Did she remember what your grandfather did for a living?
I think he was a farmer too. That's what she used to say once in a while. She used to say, well, my dad used to farm big watermelons and lots of corn and mostly beans, you know, those long string beans. But we didn't even know what it was, you know, we were little.
Did your mother ever talk about what it was like growing up in Chihuahua?
No. She said that she went to school and then they taught them in school how to sew and become seamstress. So then that's what she used to do. A seamstress make wedding gowns. In fact, she made her own wedding gown. And I kept that dress for years and years long after she died. And so I went ahead and I thought, well, I'm just going to take it out to wear. When we did that, it just flew away. It was just nothing. It was about 60 years, I guess. Uh-huh.
Tell me about your father's parents.
My grandpa, the little Spanish man, he used to cuss. He was a blonde, blue-eyed grandpa. Mad, he used to always get after us for anything. He was always after the kids. And when we lived in the farm, he always lived with us, him and grandma. Grandma used to like to cook. And my mother used to sew for most everybody in the family. And grandma was always doing the cooking because she used to say, well, this wood stoves have to be tended to because all the wood is burned and then it's hard to start a fire, she used to tell us. Well, grandma was always in the stove cooking.
Now, where were they from?
They were from Sevilla, Spain.
Both of them?
Uh-huh, the grandpas, uh-huh. But they, I believe they came small with the Spaniards when they came to Santa Barbara, because my aunt in Santa Barbara, the one that passed away in 75, she was real old. Well, she told me, she said, you know, the last thing I want you to do, not that you will be your last thing, it will be the last thing for me, take me to the mission. So I took her to the mission. You know that she walked all the stairs and we went through all the areas and there are all these antique shops in there. And she was tired, but she didn't give up. She said she was Spanish and Indian. And that we had a lot of relatives buried there in that mission, and Mission San Fernando. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So your grandfather came from Spain and settled in Santa Barbara?
Uh-huh, yeah.
And your grandmother also was from Santa Barbara?
Yes, uh-huh.
What did your grandpa do in Santa Barbara?
Well, I believe they had horses, race horses or something. I don't know what really was. Mm-hmm. But then they moved when my dad moved to Chino. That's when my dad got married and when we were born. They lived with us ever since then. At Chino, and then we moved to Orange, and they came with us.
Did your father talk about what it was like when he was young in Santa Barbara?
He used to spend his time mostly at Oxnard. You know, it's not too far. And so my uncle, his brother, they used to go either there to Oxnard or Satikoy. You know, they used to name us all those things, all those names, I mean.
Tell me about your mother.
My mother?
Yes, what was she like?
In height or?
Well.
You mean in person?
Yeah, in person.
Always. She was very, how would I say it? How would I explain it? She was, a housewife that never did want to do anything but go to attend her business and didn't even want to go visiting or nothing. Just stay in the house, take care of the kids and sew and all that and cook. But, you know, she had a lot of friends that used to come over and visit her because they wanted her to make him some clothes, you know. But she used to get paid for it. Well, it's been so long that she passed away, about 32 years now.
What was your father like?
Not like my grandpa, cussing all the time, no. Well, he was just, how would I say it, too? He was real kind-hearted and all that, you know. A lot of people, that he saw that they needed a little help, he used to give him a fresh cow for them to have for their milk, and used to tell them, well, when that's dry, bring your back and get another one. We used to have, like I told you, we had a lot of cattle, and he was always doing stuff like that for the poor people. Mm-hmm. I'd give him, you know, give him a job. Sometimes he used to say, I close my eyes so I don't see that they're not doing nothing, but I guess we have to have him tomorrow.
Do you know how your parents met?
My dad? My dad? Yes.
Your dad and your mother?
Yes.
How they met?
Uh-huh. They were little. My dad told me that he was 9 and my mother was 7. When I don't know where they met. I think in El Paso. And then they started running into each other when they were older. And then my grandma says that there were lots of girls in Oxnard when they were living in Oxnard that used to come and say, who's that good-looking man around here? You better get going. That one already has an owner. He already has his girlfriend. Like, wouldn't he think that we're better close to him than the one over there, you know, in El Paso? No, I want that one over there to marry him, not you guys. Well, I don't know. I don't know your family. She used to tell us, that then she said to make matters worse, she said, I got a picture of your mom, a real big picture. In fact, my daughter has it, you know, a portrait. And she put it in the living room and she said, that's the one that's going to marry Frank, and you guys better get going. And she used to tell him to get away because my dad was already taken.
Mm-hmm.
At those times, imagine.
What was your mother's name?
Lucy. Maria Lucy.
And her last name?
Vera. V-E-R-A. Vera.
And your father's name was Frank?
Frank Fierro, huh?
And so, when did they get married?
They got married in 1911. Then my older sister was born in 12, and I was born in the later part of 13. Then 3 years later, my brother.
There were 3 of you children?
No, 11. But only 7 lived, huh? And we lost 4. In between me and Ralph, if there's one, and then between Ellen and Lillian. You know, almost every other one, they lose one in between. So that we would have been 11, but 7 were the only ones raised.
Mm-hmm. You said your father moved to Chino as soon as he and your mother got married.
Yes, uh-huh.
And what did he do there?
Farming. They were farming with Mr. Almanza, a big farmer from the county of Riverside. Mm-hmm. And then my dad said, I don't want to be farming with him. I want to go get on my own. So they moved to Orange County. That's how him and his brother, my uncle, they were farming there. Hundreds of acres.
And what did they raise?
They raised peppers and alfalfa for the cattle and lima beans. A lot of garlic. I remember a lot of garlic and onions, you know, the big, big onions and potatoes. Well, it was everything in general.
Mm-hmm. Where did you live?
We lived in the ranch there in Fountain Valley.
In Fountain Valley?
Uh-huh. What is Fountain Valley now?
Can you describe the house for me?
Yes, a big barn It looked like a big barn, you know. It was big, big rooms. We didn't have any running water and no light. I should say we had a half moon bath. What is it? A bathroom? No.
An outhouse.
The half moon house on the outside. Mm-hmm. That's what we used to have. And had water from the pump. We had to go pump in buckets and bring it in the house. No refrigerator. We used to get ice. What else?
How many bedrooms were there for that many people?
There was three bedrooms, but they were huge, huge bedrooms. And Grandma always had two, and we had three. But they were big, you know. I remember my dad made a partition so that the boys would be separate from us.
I think you told me before that the house was in the shape of a U.
Yes, uh-huh. And then we had the big barn and the fence where, well, we used to keep the cattle there to go milk in that barn.
And you said you were born in 1913?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What's your birthday?
August the 3rd.
And you're the 2nd?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember hearing stories about your birth? About where it was and how it happened?
It was there in the ranch, in Chino Ranch. I believe they were butchering a cow. Butchering, some beef and a hog, and then my dad said he had to run in. He used to tell him later, run in and say, the baby's here, now we continue doing our work. So then he was in such a hurry, you know, with all that going on, and my mother sick there, then as soon as I was born, the doctor said, hurry up, come on in and give me the name, because I can't be waiting here all day. What you want to name her? And my dad said, you name her like her mother. She looks like her anyway. So she gave me my name, Maria Luz. That's what my mother is. Was.
Do you remember when your younger brothers and sisters were born?
I remember when Alan was born, the one that was born in 1920.
What was that like?
Well, they sent us all of us kids to, it was in the daytime, to my other aunt. We were all out there watching, looking over there to the house. But we never knew that women had babies or nothing. So they told us that the doctor was going to bring a baby in a suitcase. But we saw the doctor got out of the car, a little old pickup, you know, with a suitcase, you know, big old suitcases. And yeah, we wanted to come see the baby with the suitcase. No, that my aunt didn't let us come. So then later on, as soon as we saw that truck leave, we all ran. We wanted to see the baby. Yeah, Grandma said, the doctor brought him. And hurry up, because you're all going to go outside. You're going to, his mother is sick and she has to go to sleep. So they would throw us all out, and well, we saw the baby, but we didn't know that the women had the babies. You know, at that time they used to tell us nothing. They used to be so private in conversations and everything. But now this 6 years old can tell you all about sex. They do. Which do you think the life is better, now or then? That it's better to be innocent?
I think it's good to know.
It is best to know. But I don't know why they had all turned around, that they weren't going to let us know about all these things.
Was that the youngest?
No. The youngest one is Dolores. She was born in 1930. She lives in New Mexico. Now she lives in New Mexico. She married some man from over there, and he got retired when he was 55, because he got a bum back from the job. So they retired him, and she had to move over there because they were paying for their home here in Santa Ana. But then he said, why should I be paying for this house when I can go home and live in my mom's house? You know, she had already passed, and he was always paying the taxes on that house. So that's where they live now.
After the boy that was born in 1920, did you know when the other babies came?
Yes, in 1924, Lillian, my sister, was born, and then Margaret 3 years later, and then Dolores.
Did they always send you away when it was?
They always sent us away. There was time though, there comes a doctor, I can remember his name, Dr. Brothers, in a suitcase. But there was another little girl, my aunt's little girl, she used to come and says, Auntie, you look fat. And my mother used to say, get away from here, go home. And then when the baby was here, she said, see now, Grandma, see, you used to tell us that get away and go home, that my aunt was fat. I told you she was fat, now she's skinny. But they always slap her when she say that. I didn't pay attention. I didn't.
What was discipline like in your house?
Like
were your parents very strict with you when you were little?
Yeah, very much. They never let us had friends unless they knew the family, and then when anybody came to visit, we weren't allowed to stay in the living room with them. And if we ever did, we got spanked after they left. And so we didn't want that to happen, so we were always decided, well, they kept company, we better not go in the house. We used to go to my aunt. Then the others used to come over when they had company.
Were your parents very affectionate?
Very much, yes. My daddy was more, my mother used to, only when we were really, really young, you know. Later on, well, my dad was real, real affectionate.
What kinds of chores did you have?
I had to milk the cows in the morning before I went to school. When I come back, I had to milk them again, either that or turn the calves out on so they could nurse. But my grandma was always after us to get all the milk we could get so she could get lots of cheese. We used to sell the cheese. Big, huge cheeses that they used to make. You know those that have little holes and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
And your grandmother made cheese?
Uh-huh. Yeah, all the time. So they always made it. I can remember she used to use Jenkin tablets.
I don't know what that is.
Little Jenkin tablets, they used to eat like a gel, mm-hmm. tablets, like to make something gel.
Mm-hmm.
And they put it in the milk, and then the milk would all got gel. Mm-hmm. And then she would get us home after, about 6 hours later. She would run the spoon through it, and all some juice would come out of it. And then it would start settling down, and then she would put it in a big sack, all that milk, and it would start wringing out, and pretty soon she had that thing down for the cheese. Mm-hmm. I remember she used to put Jake in tablets.
Did you have other jobs besides milking the cow?
Yes, I used to help my dad in the farm. We used to cultivate and irrigate and take care of count all the bags and stuff that they picked, those people that picked peppers, mm-hmm. because they used to pay them like a pound. But sometimes they didn't do a good job. They used to put a lot of wheats in there to fill up the sack and then pour up some chilies on the top. I can remember all that. It used to make me mad.
So you had to go through the sack?
Yeah, I had to go through the sack and take out all the weeds. they all they were worried about was the weight, so they could get paid more money.
Did you have inside jobs? Inside the house?
No. My older sister was the one who used to help in the kitchen, wash dishes, and tend to the younger ones. I never did. Almost mostly on the outside. And I still don't want to be cooped in the house. The only time I'm home, what's that? It's when I'm sewing, it's when I stay home. And now that I was waiting for you, I thought, well, I gotta sew anyway.
Now, did your father own this land that he
They used to lease it every 10 years. They used to lease it.
Do you know who he leased it from?
From Garden Grove Bank. I don't remember the name of the bank, but it was the Garden Grove Bank. I don't remember what corner it was, the corner of Main Street or Garden Grove Boulevard and Brookhurst. I really don't know that bank's still there, I don't think, so I don't know.
You said that men came to help with the harvest.
Yes, uh-huh.
Who were they?
There were people that that go from job to job. They used to come when the harvest time in Orange County, then later on they used to go to up north for the fruit and vegetables. I believe they used to come from Imperial Valley. And they come to Orange County and then they keep going until the walnuts were ripe up north.
Mm-hmm. Were they Mexican workers?
No, all kinds of people. All kinds, Portuguese and different Italians. And, you know, people, immigrants and migrants, what is it? Immigrants, yeah.
Where did they live when they were working on the land?
They had tents, you know, big tents. They had them with them because wherever they found the job, they set them up.
Would they be families or would they be?
They were families, maybe their wife and a few kids. I don't remember very well about that, but I remember there was little kids.
Did you have very much contact with them?
Only when they were working on the farm. Sometimes they used to stay a month and a half. Then they moved out.
What kinds of things would your family do together for fun?
Not really, not very much. Yeah. I don't remember we had very much entertainment.
Would you ever go places together, the whole family?
No. They used to have a Broadway show in Santa Ana. We used to go to the show about once a month. Because they had to make it an all-day deal, take us over the horse and buggy. I remember one time when my dad and my uncle, they wanted to go somewhere, I don't know where they were going to go, and they told all of us, they said, we're going to go buy your school shoes. I knew that the school was about ready to open again in September, and my other uncle says, okay, you guys wash your feet real good, we're going to be back, bring you some new shoes. They never came back. They were gone all night. And my grandma said, quit looking down the street. They're not coming home. And they didn't come. They went to a party or something. But they told her they were going to bring us shoes. And we all stayed home with grandma.
Did your parents go out very much?
Sometimes they used to get together and they would go, but they would leave all the kids with the grandma. We knew we had to stay with her. But we didn't know where they went.
Was your mom ever involved in groups or anything outside of her home?
No, never. No, there was very few people around anyway.
What about your father? Would he be involved in...
He used to have a lot of friends, Mr. Huntington. And Mr. Talbert, which is now Fountain Valley, and these men that they used to know in Newport Beach. where they used to go get the groceries. And that's about all I can remember. I don't know what else they did.
Was your father interested in politics at all? Do you know?
And I remember they were going to go to World War One. I remember when they were ready to leave over for overseas, and I think the war was ended. But we didn't know much about that anyway. He used to tell us that later, but I think it was 1917 when my dad was ready to leave too, you know, and my husband's brother. The war that they had, the First World War, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What kinds of things did you play when you were young?
We used to play rope and hopscotch and play jacks and baseball. And in school we used to play basketball and relay, you know, races and all that. Go to the track meet, and my dad used to get mad because I had to wear bloomers.
Tell me about that.
We went to the ball game and didn't come back till late, about, I guess it was after 5. Then when I got home, I had these bloomers, and I just, where you been? You know, dressed like that, like a clown. And and I said, oh, we went to the ball game. Where did you go to the ball game? I said, I don't know where we were. We all went in the bus. I told him the truth. He whipped me anyway, because I was dressed like that. So then from then on, whenever we went to the track meet, I used to change my bloomers so that he wouldn't see me, that I had gone again.
He wanted you to always wear dresses.
Yeah, dresses. So we never wore any pants. He's up until, he died in 62. He used to get mad when my daughters would be wearing pants and me too, but I said, I can excuse you. You have to go to work, but then... But now everybody's just wearing pants. Mostly, you see more pants than dresses. I don't care where we go.
Did you read very much when you were young?
Not very much. We used to have a storytelling by Grandpa. He used to tell us big old stories. We used to sit outside in the moonlight, and he used to tell us lots of stories. Oh, some scary ones, and he used to tell us about stuff that happened when he was living where, I don't remember where, he used to tell us big old stories. He used to tell us, a storyteller.
You said that your uncle and aunt lived close.
They lived close, maybe about less than a mile, but their house was further in the field. She had 12 kids.
They used to spend a lot of time
together. We used to meet halfway and go in the lake. We used to have a lake in the field there. The natural, you know, the area there. When it rained, all that water stayed there.
You'd swim in the lake?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Who else would you play with besides your cousins?
The Japanese kids. We had a ranch and had one house. It was Japanese, the others were Portuguese. We used to go to school together. The Natchez and the